In a letter to President Joe Biden, RCAF USA recently expressed concerns over proposed changes to federal procurement regulations for beef. CEO Bill Bullard says the domestic cattle supply chain could be strengthened by changing current standards to require only animals born, raised, and slaughtered in the U.S. to be eligible for use in federal meal programs.
The purpose of the letter was to ensure that the benefits of our federal tax dollars that are being used to feed our school children are actually flowing to our American cattle producers and not to importers and packers that are bringing in these foreign animals.
Under current rules, product is based on where the animal was slaughtered. That includes animals imported from Canada and Mexico and then slaughtered in the U.S. Bullard says where that animal was produced has a big impact on the quality and safety of beef.
Best beef in the world, you know, is beef that is born, raised, and slaughtered in the country with the highest food safety and production standards in the world, and that's right here in the United States of America.
The Biden administration is also taking further action to approve radio frequency identification as the official ear tag for interstate movement of cattle, meaning that the original proposal will not be finalized just yet. RCAF calls this action a victory, as cattle producers will retain the flexibility to use low-cost methods of identification, such as metal or plastic ear tags. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.